This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis cautioned Coloradans today as COVID-19 cases rise with 1,000 new cases a day, but he announced no new restrictions.
I know that our commitment to wearing masks, to reducing our number of people that we see, to keeping our distance, to washing our hands regularly will increase.
Adams and Denver County saw the majority of the new cases. The state reports 290 hospitalizations. More than 2,000 Coloradans have died. Colorado's monthly marijuana sales were down in August, dropping for the first time since April. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
In August, more than $218 million were spent on cannabis in the state. That's according to the latest numbers from Colorado's Revenue Department. Sales were down nearly 3.5% from July, a month that set Colorado's all-time record. But the total from August is still the second highest ever. As usual, most of that is from recreational pot sales. August also brought in more than $40 million in tax revenue. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
It's free college application day in Colorado. Application fees are waived for undergraduate and associate degree programs at all 32 public colleges and universities and several private ones. Officials say applications will not be negatively impacted if seniors do not include SAT and ACT scores. Coming up, Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons on Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearings. Then, other than Earth, Pluto is the only place in the solar system that appears to have snow-capped mountains. Those stories are coming up next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, district attorney candidates have traditionally focused on tough-on-crime messages. But as protests continue against racism in the criminal justice system, what voters want to hear from aspiring DAs is changing.
More than ever before, people are really asking questions about prosecutorial bias and how that might crop up in their work.
How Black Lives Matter is playing out in some Colorado DA races this fall. We'll have that story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered on CPR News.